Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a
Here's David Hollander.
Happy 4th of July. You know, this is one of my favorite holidays. And today more than ever, I'm going to love being at home with my family, watching the fireworks on TV, right? But hey, it's going to be great. We're going to fire up the barbecue, enjoy a delicious cold beverage of my choice. And contemplate the world. And boy, do I have a lot to think about right now. 2020. That's a year that's going to go down in history for sure. And there is so much more to come. Wow. Good morning. Isn't this one of the beautiful Bay Area mornings that we pay the taxes for? Just to look outside and enjoy the beautiful sky. It's quite a day. So welcome to Protect Your Assets. You hear the jingle. I am David Hollander, the Sandman, known around here. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. Because I run a financial services firm, have done so for over 20-something years. And I'm a partner in an estate planning law firm. Get the interesting family feuds going on quite a bit. So we are live today. If you have a question, maybe something happened this past shortened week, you want to know where the market's going or what you should be investing in, or perhaps your brother thinks that he's entitled to your parents' house and won't let you in, you can always tweet me a question. I love those questions. So keep them coming at PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio anytime you like. So again, happy 4th of July. And as I think about the 4th of July and freedom in America today, how lucky are we to be free? I mean, think about it. You're free to do just about whatever you want to do. I know right now there's this, we'll call it a social contract with face masks and respecting other people, and but you're still free. You're still free to get in your car and go spend money on whatever you want to do. I mean, think about some people in other areas where their governments won't allow them to do that, won't allow them to own property, won't allow them to become whatever they want to become. So that's the beautiful part of this country, and realize how lucky you are to be part of that. But, you know, as I was thinking about freedom, I thought about your freedom and your freedom to actually retire when and how you want to. What do I mean by that? Well, just the other day, I was speaking to one of my clients, Mark. And you see, we developed an e-money plan for him, and I showed him how he could spend up to $12,000 a month starting this September. Right now, he's thinking about retiring in September, and he didn't know if he could do it. He was wanting to travel with his wife. They were going to get an RV and drive across the country and just stop at different places. It's something he always wanted to do, and he didn't know if he could do it. He's been working hard all these years, as you can imagine, raising his family, paying for college. Now his kids are gone, and they're just trying to figure out what they could do. So he wanted to know if he could afford to buy that motorhome and if he could afford to spend an extra couple $1,000s a month to travel and see everything he always wanted to do. So we sat down and we put a budget together and we figured it out. And I told him, sure, you can go ahead and do that. And this whole exercise really got me thinking, because what I did for Mark is freedom. And it is the 4th of July, and we are celebrating our freedom as Americans today. So how great is it that this year, even though it's been a tough one, Mark's going to celebrate his freedom in September. And that's the freedom to not have to work another day in his life if he doesn't want to. So making the decision to finally retire, I know right now, is exciting, but it's also stressful because many people are still haunted by the question that most ask today, which is, have I saved enough money? Do I have enough to last the rest of my life? With next to 0% interest rates at the bank, a stock market that is, let's face it, bipolar, and let's not forget the election, which is just right around the corner, running out of money in retirement is a legitimate concern. So how do you avoid running out of money in retirement? How do you get ready to see if you can actually retire? Well, my team has put together a retirement checklist, and today we're going to go through it to help you build your financial freedom plan, because after all, it is the 4th of July. So we're going to go through the checklist right now, and you can write these things down if you like and take notes of things you find interesting. And the first one, which is kind of obvious, but again, what does it mean actually? So planning to live a longer life, that's the first one. And get this, in 1940, when Social Security was started, a 65-year-old couple, it was estimated back then, would live 12 to 15 years. So that's what Social Security was designed to cover. And guess what is happening today? Well, if you're a 65-year-old couple, one of you is going to be 90. So, you know, you're talking 25-plus years now that this system has to last. And when you think about women outliving men right now, an average of 5 more years, I mean, what is it, ladies? Teach us. What's the secret? What does it mean, right? So, yeah, these are just the statistics. So if you're going to think about living longer, then, of course, you got to think about how you're going to pay for that. And so a real quick and dirty way to do that, if you'd like on the envelope there, is first write down your expenses. So let me just give you some examples. Let's say your expenses plus taxes and some of the Christmas shopping you do, or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, runs into the neighborhood of, say, $10,500 a month. And that would include, you know, everything. So let's say that's everything. And the way you could do that is you could go look at your bank statements, your credit card statements for a couple years, divide by 24, get yourself a nice little average there. And then you want to look at your monthly income sources. Where do those come from? Let's say that's $4,500. So you have a deficit of about $6,000 and you're thinking about retiring, right? Well, multiply that by 12. And that gets you $72,000. And so how much do you need to save roughly to last that period of time that I'm talking about? Well, at a 4% withdrawal rate, you know, I have talked about that for years, but at a 4% withdrawal rate, $72,000 a year, and about $1.8 million to retire. That's the number. So that's how you would do that. The next thing, as I talked about before the break, is what are the most expensive things you're going to deal with in retirement, which a lot of people just don't think about until it happens, is healthcare. Healthcare is going to be one of your most expensive budget items for retirement. So let me give you some numbers, because I had some clients this week who even one of the founder of a company got laid off. He got bought out. But anyway, he has to deal with healthcare because they said to him, hey, guess what? You're not on our payroll anymore, and you're not part of our health plan. So good luck. So he went for COBRA because he's under 65, and you got to be 65 to get Medicare. So you got to pay for it yourself. So get this. This is a statistic came from Fidelity that a healthy 65-year-old couple retiring is projected to need about $363,000 for lifetime healthcare premiums and deductibles, does not include long-term care. All right. So when you stick that budget item number in there, $360,000 is the number. And think about this. This was another survey that just came out. 44% of individuals surveyed said that they were somewhat confident about having enough money to take care of medical expenses in retirement. So obviously people are concerned about this, right? We all just think about we're going to go along and retire and we're just going to keep living our life the way we do. But we know that cost of healthcare is out there. We just don't know how to figure it out. So there's a number for you, 363-946. That's the number. And you want to consider if one spouse passes away first, what will the cost look like for the second spouse? Now, if you want to use inflation in that calculation that you're doing there, consider this. From 2012 to 2016, healthcare prices increased by 16%. That's three times the inflation rate. So if you're one of those people who loves to budget stuff, then 16% is your number. Now, what's the next category you need to think about outside of healthcare? Well, the next one would be your housing plans. Where are you going to live? So I find this a lot. A lot of people plan on staying in their homes. And I think that's wonderful because I know that's something that I personally have wanted to do. I'm going to stay at home today. I'm going to keep saying that. Stay at home today. Stay at home today to do my social part, but also just because I like my house. I'm comfortable there. I like to mess around in the garden. And let's face it, the couch is pretty comfortable, especially when you got a ball game on, which they're coming back. But anyway, yeah. So, right. I mean, that's just kind of where we like to be. Anyway, if you're going to plan on staying in your house, then think about if you ever had, say, an injury. Did you ever break your arm or your leg? I mean, if you ever broke a leg, you know what I'm talking about, or you had a situation with, say, your Achilles heel, you know, that can be debilitating for months. So imagine you're older now. You don't have quite the strength you have now, and all of a sudden something like that happens to you. Is your house in the shape for you to be there comfortably for the rest of your life? So think about that as you start to think about where you're going to live. And if you're going to be home, then make sure your bathroom has the ability to get you in and out of it real easily. If you're in a chair or using a walker, can you wheel into the shower and get yourself cleaned off? Will the toilet be easy to use? And if someone has to help you with that, will that be easy to do for that person? Hopefully not your spouse or kids. So just start thinking about those kind of things. I know they're not pleasant, but hey, you know what? This is part of you building a checklist and a plan. So when it happens, you know, you're ready to go. Now, a lot of people look at senior living communities. And that could be an independent living facility, an assisted living facility, a skilled nursing facility. There's all types of these, and they have all these creative names, which is great. And you just have to realize that the cost of those things can be kind of expensive. So Medicare doesn't cover that. Realize that. Medicare will not cover that. And so you're going to have to pay for that on your own. And right now, the average man is living about 2.2 years in a situation like that. And the cost of care in about 20 years, if that's when you're going to need it, again, doing your math here, it's going to be about $447,000 on top of the other number I just threw at you. If you're a woman, then you're going to live for about 3.7 years, and your cost is going to be $752,000 for something like that. And God forbid, hopefully you don't have an Alzheimer's or dementia that comes on, because that average is 8 years, and that cost is $1.6 million. So I hate to be the bearer of such great news today, but as you think about this stuff, how are you going to pay for that? And if you wanted to insure something like that, there's a great new program called Asset-Based Long-Term Care. I'm not talking about traditional LTCI policies where you pay a premium every year for the rest of your life, kind of like your homeowner's insurance. No. This is something where you can take a chunk of money, you can stick it away, and you can get yourself a lot of very good coverage that can go as long as you go. So in other words, you take that risk and you put a number on it, and you quantify it, and that's it. And they can't raise your premiums, and you're in pretty good shape. Now, coming up next is time for one of our most popular segments of the show, our They Say segment, where they say long-term care is only 2.5 years. What's the reality of that? Find out when we come back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com. Enjoy the rest of the ride.
And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
I just need some place where... If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com.
Hey, welcome back. Happy 4th of July. And if you want to listen to any of our past shows or any of the content that we're going over today and you missed it, you can go to pyaradio.com. That's where we have our podcasts. And we break the show up into three categories. We have the market segment, which if you want to hear what I'm thinking about when it comes to the market, maybe you missed that segment. Each week, we put that up there so you can see what I'm thinking about the future and what we're expecting in the markets. And then we've got the They Say segment. And then we have the show. So you can listen to it while you're making your favorite barbecue today. You know, I love barbecue. I just tell you, it's one of my favorite things. And my wife just, she always gives me that look, you know, like, all right, you get it once a month, buddy. That's it. But I just love all of it. I love the brisket. I love the burnt ends. I love the ribs that my friend here makes. Kevin Renfer makes the best ribs ever, period. Just the best. So if you ever get lucky and get some, just telling you. All right. So here we are. We're talking about barbecuing and the 4th of July and having your financial freedom to retire whenever you want to. My team has put together this great checklist. It's a 25-page booklet that we're giving away today, absolutely free because you're listening to our show. And I'm going through it right now. All this data that I'm talking about, you'll find a lot of it in here. So right now, it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? There's only one man with all the answers, and here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
All right, so here's one that they say. I hear this all the time. That the average long-term care stay is 2.5 years. Now, is that true? Wow. Well, I went deep on this one. I'm trying to read the fine print here on the where I got this from. This is the www.aaltci.org. All right. If you want to go to the Learning Center, this is it. This is the kind of the Yoda of long-term care. Check this out. The average claims from different insurance companies for long-term care for males. This is the longest male claim. You know what it is? 19 years and 3 months for one carrier. The shortest on this list was 13 years and 2 months. Can you imagine? And then for women, you're probably thinking, oh, women must be much longer. Actually not. The longest female claim was 18 years, 1 month, and the longest with another company here was 9 years and 10 months. So you're talking anywhere from 9 years to 19 years in terms of claim. Whew. All right. Think about that one. All right. Next on our retirement checklist is inflation. Now, I know inflation is just not something that sounds very sexy, does it? And earlier I was talking about healthcare. So I'm going to keep it real simple here. As you look at the expenses that you have, you should add about 2.65% as an inflation cost to those expenses each year and just take that all the way through your life. So as you build this plan, make sure you put inflation in there because it is one of those silent things that creeps up on you out of nowhere. Now, the next deal on this list, next segment, has to do with evaluating your goals. Now, this is important because I like to say this, when you get ready to retire, and even when you do retire, you have to maintain it. It's kind of like your house or like your bike, or if you have a car, or, you know, I'm kind of a gearhead kind of guy. So if you like bikes, you know, or cars, you can't just go to the racetrack and, you know, blast out on that car and then put it in the garage and then do the same thing next week. It's just at some point something's going to fail on the car. Like your brakes when you're going 110 miles an hour into the corner and you got to stop. Like the brakes won't work and bad things happen. So, you know, so you've got to annually, I'd say at least annually, do an evaluation of where you are. And I think right now for 2020, this has been a good time to sort of stress test that. And so one of the things, again, for your list here, as you build this list out, I want you to look at your Social Security statement every year. Now, you may say, well, that's kind of boring, or how do I get that? Go to ssa.gov, ssa.gov, and get your Social Security statement there. And look at it each year, because that's where they publish all of your benefits, all your earnings history, what they're paying you, and you need to make sure it's right. Because if it's not, it's really on you to fix it. And I know right now, if you're trying to call them, you're sitting on the phone for hours because they're understaffed and they're cutting budget and all that kind of stuff. But still, it's on you to make sure that's right. So once a year, do that. Next, I urge you to simplify your life. Did you hear what I said? Simplify your life. You may say, it takes too much time. I don't know. I mean, stop complaining. Just do it, all right? What do I mean by that? You've got stuff all over town. So consolidate it. Consolidate. You may say, well, it doesn't make sense to have it all at one bank or one brokerage account. Okay, then maybe you have two. Have your banking with one bank and then do all your brokerage with the one brokerage. Why? It's just going to make your life so much easier when you can just log in at one place and see everything. You don't have to go chasing all these things all the time when you do this. And think about your family. Because if something happens to you tomorrow, you walk out and something gets hit, happens, right? How are they going to find all that stuff? I mean, we work on estates all the time, help people deal with this stuff. And I'll tell you what, I learn about things every week. Joe had that? Are you serious? How do we find out? Well, because a year later when the 1099 comes, oh, he had this account way over there and it was, you know, $25,000. Just forgot about it. So make your beneficiary's life easy, and you do that by consolidating. Also, you need to review your income plan. Your income comes from all kinds of sources all the time. One of the big ones, Social Security. I'm going to jump on that in a minute. But you've got to evaluate that. Because right now, as interest rates are at all-time lows, and let's face it, they're going to stay here for a while. Why? Because the Fed's put so much money in the system. So much money. And because they got to keep rates low to afford to pay that back. It's debt. So rates are going to remain low for a really long time. And so if you're relying on income off your portfolio, off bonds, off of stocks, you need to evaluate that because that world has changed dramatically this year. I mean, you talk about volatility, the bond market's been just super volatile and still is, still underwater in a lot of areas. So you got to evaluate that, and you got to make adjustments for next year's income plan. The way we do it is I like to budget 1 year in advance. So when our clients come in November, when we usually do this before the next year, so last November 19, December, clients were coming in or we were on the phone with them, and we're saying, here's your income plan. Here it is for 2020. So for all of 2020, their checks were going out on a monthly basis. As stuff started to happen, we said, don't worry about it. You're good. Really? Yeah, don't worry about it. We'll talk about it in November, December. Okay. And then November, December is going to roll around. We'll see what happens to the election. No one knows. And then we're going to do it again for 2021. And that's just how we do it. So that way you've got it lined up. You've got different pools of money that are rolling over and ready to do things. Again, it's just building a diversified income plan, which is much different than accumulating money. So evaluate that and make adjustments. Really important to do that. And check your risk out, would you? Because right now the markets in certain areas have come back. And so if you've taken a lot more risk than you feel, you maybe don't even know how much risk you're taking. I mean, this happens a lot. We have people come in, we evaluate their portfolio. They're way more risky than they think they are. And they say, I don't want that. So if you're getting ready to retire right now, in fact, I had a question. This came across one of our webinars we did the other day. You know, should I stay more in equities right now? And I said, absolutely not. You got 3 years to go. You're ready to retire now. Why would you want to take all that risk to try and make 1 or 2 or 3% more when you can retire right now where the markets have come back? So bank that, stick that away, save it. But he had no idea how much risk he was taking. All right. Next, let's talk about Social Security. Social Security will be there in the future. According to the OASDI, which is the organization that publishes all this information from the Fed, 75% of the Social Security funds will be there in 2093, which is good. So if you're not sure about your Social Security, we did this for a client this week. They had a 76% chance of success in retirement. Think about that. 24% failure rate, given the way they were doing their retirement, including Social Security. All we did was one simple Social Security adjustment, raised it to 84%. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about the last three things on our checklist here. And one of them, which I know is dear to your heart, is taxes. And so taxes are not going away in 2020. And in fact, there's some changes you want to know about. So we're going to be bringing that up in the next segment. And then we're going to wrap up with a couple of little items here you need to have on your list. So this is Financial Freedom. You are listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Protect Your Assets, and I am the Sandman. Today is the 4th of July, so happy 4th of July to everybody. And please make sure if you're going out today that you're wearing your face mask. It's just being respectful. So, yes, we are free, and we have our freedom, but it is also a social contract with everybody that we care. So show you care. Wear your face mask. All right, welcome back. We are going to be doing a webinar this Thursday due to the circumstances, not able to do our workshops at restaurants. We've been doing these webinars each week, and clients have really appreciated it. And so if you'd like to attend next week's webinar where we're talking about the mega backdoor Roth secret, if you're not aware of how to do that, this is a way where you can put away thousands and thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars over your working career, tax-free. It'll come out tax-free as you start to pull it out. If you miss this huge opportunity to get tax-free income, you're going to want to register for this right now. Go to PYA Events, pyaevents.com. You can register right there for the webinar on July 9th at 3:30. Watch from the comfort of your own living room or comfortable desk, wherever you happen to be, and your computer is handy. It's amazing what you can get on these TVs now, right? I mean, you can literally watch just about anything on your TV, so you can watch it there too. Anyways, tell a friend if you like it, if you want to help them as well, pyaevents.com. I want to wish a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Lee Eisman, Andrea Schnall, Dr. Bart Lally, Marty Schwager, Kamalyn Hakali, and Jenny Lowry. Happy birthday. All right, today we're talking about financial freedom. and how you can retire on your own terms. But first, you want to go through our checklist. My team has put together this 25-page, really the booklet. It's a great little booklet that walks you through everything we've been talking about this morning. And so before the break, I was talking about the next item. It's taxes. You can't forget about taxes in retirement. And so for 2020, get this, if you're 65 or older, you're going to get $1,300 additional standard deduction for 2020. So I know we're just filing here right around the corner. If you didn't take that, you should. And of course, if you and your spouse are both 65 or older, double that, $2,600. It's coming your way as an additional deduction because of this new rule. Now, what about taxing your Social Security? So if you are a married couple filing jointly and you make less than $44,000 combined, roughly 50% of those Social Security dollars are going to be part of your adjusted gross income, meaning they're going to tax it again. And if you're over $44,000, again, as a married filing jointly, 85% of those dollars are going to be taxable. So be careful with that one, will you? That's an important one. So meet with your tax advisor. As you know, in our office here, we have two CPAs that work with our clients. And I think that's important. Have your financial advisor and your tax advisor be at the same table or at the same virtual meeting with you. We can Zoom in together, but you should do it. Now, the next item on our list here are distribution strategies. And I always say that retiring is a lot like climbing Mount Everest. Imagine this. When you climb a mountain, imagine climbing Everest. It's an incredible challenge to get to the top. But did you know that most people die on the descent? So retirement's the same way. And in your retirement years, you want to ask yourself these questions. Do you have enough income to sustain you in a down market? Right now, that interest rates are at all-time lows and will probably stay here for some time. What percentage do you need to come off your portfolio to not run out of money? Also, if one of you passes away, how much will your spouse need to sustain him or herself for the rest of their life? Do you have enough? And lastly, do you have multiple income sources? So if one of them gets disrupted, maybe you have a tenant who doesn't pay their rent. Maybe someone declares bankruptcy if you have commercial property. Maybe the market, you have an investment that goes bad on you. You lose out on it. And these things happen. Is that going to affect your retirement? These are all very important things that you need to take a look at as you build your retirement. I want to wish everybody again a happy 4th of July and a big thanks to my team for putting all this together today. Executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer. All my fabulous producers are doing all the hard work back there. Fish, Claire, Phil, and Felicia. Thank you, guys. Without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of you.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances. The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and the opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.